This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan Republican legislators are divided when it comes to the budget this year. For example, Detroit News reports a Senate subcommittee cut energy assistance and food aid in what's known as Heat and Eat for the Poor. Chair Jim Marlow called it, quote, flat out not good, end quote. He says he's received marching orders, though, from Senate Republican leaders in an attempt to cut the state income tax or pay down state debt. Here to talk about that are Ken Sikkema. He's senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. And Darcy McConnell, a former longtime journalist and current president and CEO of McConnell Communications, which operates as a communications strategist for state Democratic causes and clients. Ken, this week, Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff says there's no real agreement on the budget.
Lots of discussions about that. I mean, some of my caucus wants tax relief, some want to do infrastructure, some want to fix other issues like, you know, retirement things and things like that. So we've just got some work to do on that, yeah.
What do you think about cutting food and heating assistance to the poor for any of those Republican priorities he mentioned?
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea. There's always going to be flashpoints in the state budget. But at the beginning of the year, what was starting to develop as a very dramatic battle between tax cuts and spending cuts is kind of dissipated. And I really think the bigger dynamic is not the state budget per se. It's the impact of federal budget decisions on Michigan.
Yeah, I definitely will talk about that a little later. That's going to be and nobody knows, right?
No, because the federal budget process has just begun, and Michigan, the lion's share of our $56 billion budget is really federal money. So I really think that's the bigger dynamic going on here than the state budget per se.
Darcy, the Detroit News reports Michigan stopped participating in the Heat and Eat program a couple of years ago when the federal government raised state contribution requirements. That state money leverages a lot of federal dollars, though. What do you make of the move not to reinstate Heat and Eat, a program that the governor wants?
Well, I agree with Ken. It's a very bad idea, especially on the heels of a report from Kids Count, which says 1 in 5 children in Michigan are in poverty. So it just boggles the mind that these concepts are not aligned with the needs of the state. That they were able to work it out before to restore that, and I think that's what they need to do again. There's lots of other potential things that are on the bubble, you know, water quality, you know, the whole issue of the funding for Flint, infrastructure needs. And so, you know, you just can't understand why these kinds of things are being raised as possible cuts at the same time that they can take time out to legalize switchblades. So I just think they need to really get the priorities straight.
One of the hallmarks of Governor Snyder's time in office is the legislature has managed to approve a budget on time. That's important because, you know, schools need to submit budgets, and they can't do that until they understand the state's budget. Ken, with so much division, what's the likelihood of a budget approval on time?
Well, when they say on time, they mean sometime in June, and the fiscal year for the state doesn't begin until October 1st. Now, my own view is, okay, it's important to get it done as early as you can because the school budgets locally start July 1. But it's not the be-all and end-all. I mean, there are some big issues, and until you know what the federal budget cuts look like, it's really hard to put a state budget to bed.
And the fiscal years run concurrently, right, between state and federal?
Correct.
So any budget planning we make is just guesswork at this time until we see a federal budget, correct?
It is. And the implication is if you did a state budget, got it done in June, and the federal budget doesn't get done until, you know, in the fall, and it's going to have major impacts, you basically have to revisit the state budget. You know, this issue for low-income energy, put it in perspective, the federal budget, the Trump budget, proposed eliminating federal assistance for low-income energy assistance to all the states, and that's a $165 million grant that comes to Michigan.
Darcy, I'd love to hear your view. I mean, whatever happens to this state budget, as Ken has mentioned, the federal budget will mean fewer dollars going to state programs. How do you think it's going to turn out over the next couple of years?
I mean, there's certainly some really draconian cuts that are proposed at the federal level when they start talking about, because you've got to remember that, you know, most of the communities across the state are still reeling from revenue share hearing dollars being gutted, and they kind of tax themselves to death, so they probably lean on some of these other funding programs even more so now. So it's a fear, but that doesn't preclude the legislature from saying, you know, these things matter, these things are important, and so we're going to focus in on those issues. And so that's why, to me, you can still say, well, you know, we'd rather maybe make sure kids are fed and warm over, you know, this obsession with tax cuts and some of the other things that they're talking about.
That's Darcy McConnell, a former journalist and now runs McConnell Communications, helping Democrats. Ken Sikkema is former Republican Majority Leader in the State Senate. He is now Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Lester.
Thank you.